It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass on a football Friday as we get set for a big one. Eagles-Giants up in New York, the homecoming for Saquon Barkley. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I don't know if y'all know this, but in hockey, you need a goalie. Mr. Black Hockey has spoken, and he's here. He's on.
He's here. We're on. We have arrived. Eventually, we got here. All right, lots to get into today, Hugh, and here's where I want to start. So we got a big game Sunday, Eagles-Giants. Yesterday on the afternoon show, I'm driving home, talking about, is this a must-win game, which gives you a sense of how big this
urgency,
is.
Sense of urgency.
Yeah, for the season, for our psyche, especially yes. After last week, for the head coach, who, you know, we'll see what he looks like on Sunday. We know last weekend he had a new look. So here's what... Here's what has been true for a very long time.
What's that?
A very long time. If there is one thing about the Eagles, no matter what's going on, when they're good, when they're mediocre, and mostly over the last decade, they've been either good or mediocre. A lot of good, some mediocre. One year they were bad. But for the most part, over the last decade, one thing is true about the Eagles. They beat the crap out of the Giants.
Yes.
That is the truth. Over the last decade, the Eagles are 17-4 against the New York Giants. Sirianni and Hurts, 5-2, including a playoff win over the New York Giants. This spans different coaches. It spans different regimes, different quarterbacks. It doesn't matter. The Eagles beat the Giants. And yet, Hugh, even with that fact in mind, I don't trust them to win the game on Sunday. They should. They're favored. They're better. I mean, I acknowledge all these things. But I just sit here on this Friday morning, and I don't trust that the Eagles are going to go win this football game. They have the better quarterback in the game, we assume, and we propose. They have the better coach of the game, I think. They have way more weapons. Yet there's something about this particular Eagles team so far this year, the way they've played, even last week at home off a bye against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, where are you at this morning? Because even though this is usually the Eagles' homecoming game, this is usually their, we got to get right, let's beat the Giants.
Get right game. This is the anytime touchdown game.
This is always for Saquon?
No, not for Saquon.
Oh, it was Boston Scott.
Boston Scott, this, anytime touchdown.
This was easy money.
Yeah, this was an easy money
Hugh,
game.
Hugh, do you trust the Eagles? Because I always do. In fact, last year, I think when they played on Christmas, I guaranteed a win before that game.
That sounds about right.
They always beat the Giants. And yet I don't trust them on Sunday. Hugh, do you trust the Eagles to win a game they should win?
I really don't have a choice in this matter.
Well, you do.
I mean, I don't, because I've been very bullish all week on this team. And I felt like this was the week, with everything that has transpired, that this team was going to get back on track. So that's what I'm going with, yeah.
Sounds like tepid trust. Well, it sounds like you trust them, but tepid or no.
It's trust. It's trust.
Yeah, but all right. Now, there's two different kinds of trust. Like there's blind full trust. You know, you ever do the fall test or the trust fall?
The trust fall.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you let someone falls and they trust you're going to catch them in their arms.
Yes, I did that when you know, that's what you did when you was in high school.
Yeah,
when
of
you
course.
Went on little field trips
yeah.
and stuff.
I don't trust, like, if I'm falling and the Eagles have to catch me, I feel deep down they're going to drop me and I'm going to fall on Sunday.
I'll fall, but you best believe I'm going to have a damn helmet on. Because that head bounce on that concrete or that ground is something serious. So I'm definitely going to, you know, fall back, but I'm going to have a helmet on, you know.
So, here's what I'm hearing from Hugh Douglas today.
What?
I'm hearing the untempered trust. I'm hearing the hand is shaking here.
I'm a little nervous.
Oh!
But I'm rolling with him. Joe, that's like, I'm not going to give you a bad analogy, right? I'm going to wait a little while. I'm gonna give it a little bit of time.
A little 10-08 bad analogy?
Yeah.
Tongue-tied Hugh has arrived.
I trust him, though. I don't know what I'm going to get from this defense. I trust that they're going to win. Now.
You don't trust a damn thing.
Now, allow me to talk through your teeth.
First of all, do two things. Allow me to slow down and speak clear and concise before I start stuttering and y'all think I'm lying. let me slow down. Leave me alone. Let me think about what I'm trying to say. I trust that they're going to win the game. Now, this is where it gets a little in the gray area. Mm. How is that going to look?
Not great.
I feel like this is what feels comfortable to me. I feel like coming to work Monday, I feel comfortable saying that it might be one of the ones where the fans are a little bit upset. We might have some lively phone lines, Monday. So that's where I am with this team. We're going to win. But I think the phone lines are going to be jumping. Does that make you feel better?
No, not at all. Not actually, 215-592-9494. There's been no surer bet in the NFC East over a decade than the Eagles beat the Giants.
Yeah.
I started doing shows at WIP in 2013. I don't know if I've ever picked the Giants to beat the Eagles in a game. I don't know if I've ever done it. I mean, most of the time, Giants have stunk, which is obviously a big part of it. And the Eagles have been mostly good, if not very good. But even when it's a weird game like this where the spread is 3 points and it feels like it's not a lock, I always just think the Eagles are going to win the game. Even last year, so they were 17-4 against the Eagles. The Eagles are 17-4 against the Giants the last decade. Even one of those losses, remember that game last year to end the season when they started the game with their starters, but they pulled them out at halftime. Like they were probably going to lose anyway, but Marcus Mariota finished that game. The Eagles, when they try to beat the Giants and they play full, beat them like a drum for a decade. And yet I'm going into this game on Sunday, and I don't have trust. And you know what, Hugh? You let me down. Because I was looking at you to make me feel better. And you gave me tepid trust.
What? No, wait a minute, Joe.
I at least I got someone here. We'll get to it. Someone at WIP guaranteed a victory on Sunday.
Wait a minute,
Joe. I don't know if that made me feel better or worse.
The one thing that I've always been, since I've been here with you especially, is honest.
I know.
And truthful.
But sometimes you need to be lied to.
No, I'm not going to do that. I think they're going to win. I said that. How is it going to look? I don't think the way it looks is going to make us feel any better than we felt against the win we had against the Cleveland Browns.
So you're setting me up for fourth quarter 17-17.
No, I just feel,
get ready, buckle in.
I just feel like we're going to do a lot of what the, you know, in the first quarter. Let me say this too. I don't think they're going to score in the first quarter. If they do, that's great. But I don't think that's going to happen.
That'll make six straight games.
Let's get used to people. Let's wrap our mind around that today, so we don't have to worry about that Sunday. So when it happens Sunday, you don't have any heart palpitations, no agita, nothing like that. You don't have heartburn. I'm trying to save y'all some yelling watching this game.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah, okay. They're not probably going to score in the first half.
First half.
Probably not. It's probably going to be.
If they don't score in the first half.
Okay, late in the first half. Does that make you feel better?
No, not
Joe,
at all.
I'm just preparing you. This is my job, to be honest with you and prepare you for potentially what might happen. I have an agenda. Now, the agenda is to try to help. See, you know what? I thought about this last night. I had an epiphany.
Oh, no, he's long thinking again.
No, listen. I had an epiphany. I'm laying in the bed. I'm like, you know how when God puts you in certain situations to help people out? That's why he brought me back to Philly, dog.
The good Reverend Douglas.
He brought me back to Philly to help the fan base out because they needed me. Y'all needed me.
This is a joke.
No, seriously,
frankly.
Kyle, I was thinking about this last night. And Grant, I always got to say it with this. I wasn't high. I was not high. But I got to thinking, because I'm like, I am the salve to the wounds of the city.
You have got to be smoking something.
No, God, listen. Because I have, like, when I think about this. Every day somebody calls and I look at the phone line and somebody's mad or whatever. And when I drop these pearls of knowledge, they change their mind about certain things. So I'm like, you know what? I was going to say Jim Jones, but that's not a good comparison. Jim Jones is not, because that did
you don't
not
want to be Jim Jones.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of somebody else. Who was it? Jerry Falwell. Is that a good one? I don't know. That don't sound like a good one either.
I think you're delusional.
No, but but the point is this.
You're not making either of us feel better.
No. But the point. No, Kyle, because you're just angry all the time.
No,
I mean, that
me.
Just happens. I'm saying, but I bring so much truth to these airwaves that people kind of, you know, they enjoy that.
Right.
So that's what I'm here for.
Well,
doesn't help that I'm blind.
215-592-9494. Joe Giglio and Moses over here leading you through the next 4 hours. All right. Do you trust the Eagles? Do you trust the Eagles to beat the Giants? We start there.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.